your car warranty has ran out, and this is your second chance, and yada, yada, yada. Or you may have somebody call you, and you've been out of high school for, you've been out of college for years, and you get this call that says, we are going to help you with your college or high school debt. And all those types of calls, and you wonder, really? Where did they get my number? Or you watch commercials and just the innuendos of things that's trying to get you to say, this is the way you ought to be. This will make you great, and this will make you happy. This will make you beautiful. And all those things. Maybe even when we read the news, either online or social media, or we read those things, or we even watch on TV, however you get information, have you ever wondered, is there something more to this story that they're not saying to me? What else is there? And what is it that they're not saying? Information, folks, that you receive is important. But what you do with that information is more important. And I pray that the information that the Holy Spirit of God speaks into your life today, and the Word of God speaks, because I believe it's alive and well. And I believe as we read God's Word, I believe God will speak into our hearts today. You know, when we watch the news and we see things around us, do you ever get agitated sometimes with the info? What you listen to, and you may wonder, hey, is that a lie? Is that just a half-truth? Well, a half-truth is a lie. Some people have been told, you know, throughout life, that you'll never amount to nothing. That you'll never amount to anything. And that's it, bad information. That you may not measure up, or you wouldn't get a college degree, or you just need to just settle for the way things are. I don't believe God's purpose for you is like that. I believe that is negative information. And I pray that you do not accept that. Some people have had someone in their life like Miss Woods. Leona Wood in their life. I pray that you may have had someone like her. She was a one-room school teacher in poverty-stricken Del Rio, Tennessee. Raymond was a young student in her class. He had an impossible dream, or so it seemed to him. The impossible dream that he had was he goes to college. Miss Woods told him, "Whatever you need, Raymond, God has the supply ready for you, provided you're ready to receive it and work for it. The money will be there. The dreams will be right there for you. You just need to cling to God, seek Him, and work toward it." Raymond asked Miss Woods that day if he would offer up a prayer for him, and that she did. She prayed for Raymond, and she invested in Raymond and poured into his life the truths of God. Well, Raymond grew up, and he worked 12 jobs to support himself, and graduated with a Bachelor of Science. He served our country in WW2. He earned his PhD in physics. He made a great contribution. He made a significant influence throughout Europe through his job that he had. See, he worked for the U.S. Atomic Energy Commission. But yet, if he had not had somebody in his life to say, pursue that dream, give him the information on pursuing God and the truths of God, he may not have ever had that kind of success. But he always clinged to God and clinged to the influence of his life, took that positive information. See, each one of you watching wherever you are today, God loves you. God created you, and He has a purpose specifically for your life. I'm kind of like Paul this morning in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, looking at verses 1 through 5. "And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or song, or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you, save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of the power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Let's pray. Almighty God, not with enticing words that I have, nor the wisdom that I have, but God, that the power of You, a Holy Spirit power, may speak today, Lord, into lives, that our lives will be drawn closer to You, to know You personally, to know You intimately, and that our lives are changed by what You're going to do in our lives today. God, I pray that Your Holy Spirit will begin to draw people to salvation that know about You, but truly don't know You. That God, that they would admit their sin today and turn their lives completely, surrender over to You. That God, today, that You would do a supernatural working in the hearts of people watching and listening today. God, may our ears be ready to hear and our souls be ready to respond to what You have for us today. In the power and the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. I do desire that the demonstration of the power of the Holy Spirit move in your life today. May the power of God draw us closer to Him. That's why today I want to introduce you to someone. I want to introduce you to someone that has the wisdom and the knowledge beyond any educational system, beyond any theological seminary. I want to introduce you to someone who knows all about the rest of the story. He knows your past, He knows your present, and He knows your future. I want to introduce you today to someone who will never, ever deceive you, never, ever lie, never, ever manipulate you, and always, always speaks the truth. He has no limitations. He has no boundaries. He can take your impossible and make it possible. He can take your mess and make it a message. He can take your trials and make it a great testimony. He has the power to speak and waters will part. He has the power to make storms calm down, as well as He has the power to have fire fall from heaven and destroy. You see, He knows all about our weakness. He knows our thoughts. He knows our pride. He knows our selfishness and even our little secrets. He knows all about that. You see, He has a love for you like no other person could or ever will. He has this grace and mercy that is just simply amazing. He gave His only begotten Son, who was without sin, to take your punishment that you deserve, just to give you an opportunity to ask for forgiveness and have a personal relationship with Him. You see, He doesn't want you to stand before Him with the wages of your sin and be condemned to hell forever. He is the judge that is just. And He will judge all people and does have all the information about you. And that information will determine your eternal damnation in hell or your eternal residence in heaven. I want you to know God. I desire that you go beyond knowing God or knowing about God to know God. You see, reading scriptures to know about Him, memorizing scriptures to know more about Him, that He knows you and you know Him and that you study it. You see, because there is power in knowing God. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, right there where you are. Look here at verse 9. But as it is written, I have not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered in the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love Him. Wow! But God hath received them unto us by the Spirit, by His Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of a man which is in him. Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Which things also we speak, not in words which men's wisdom teacheth, but which his Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Now get this. Here's why people don't understand. But the natural man, the unsaved man, receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. And I pray that the Holy Spirit of God change that in lives today. But he that is spiritual judgeth things, all things. He that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Then if you begin chapter 3, it begins to talk to us about the carnal man. That man is still working out of flesh. Doesn't have the Spirit of God working in and through their lives. Doesn't have the touch of God working in their life. They're carnal, they're fleshly, they're living out of the world. I want to introduce you to God, because there's power in knowing God. I want you to know Him personally. I want you to know His plan. Not just information about Him, but I want you to have an ongoing relationship with God. I desire that for you. Even more so, God desires that for you. Alan Redpath wrote, "The conversion of a soul is the miracle of a moment. The manufacture of a saint is a task for a lifetime." You see, salvation begins at you asking for forgiveness and believing what Christ did on the cross for you, and confessing Jesus Christ as Lord. Sanctification is an ongoing process, your ongoing relationship with God, as you're developing a stronger relationship with Him. That's sanctification. That ongoing relationship. You know, in a culture that is so dark around us and so misconstrued, wonder, what do people say? What do people have to say about God today? Well, one young lady, here's what she said. "I rather believe in hard work, good deeds, and destiny. These are in my hands. This ideology makes me believe that my life is in my control and no one else is responsible for it." Her, like many others, have been deceived and ignored their sin problem and have ignored God's provision. Could it be that people study about God, believe there is a God, attend church where God is preached and taught, sing about God, and still not have a relationship with God? I believe so. Dr. Alex McFarland did some research. He is a religious and expert in Christian culture, and he's the director of Worldview and Apologetics in North Greenville University. He studied and did research, and here are some of his findings with millennials and other people. The mindset of digital naives is very much separate from all other generations. Millennials are eclectic on all fronts, economically, spiritually, and artistically. There is little or no brand of loyalty in most areas of their life. The other thing that he found was that there is a great breakdown of the family. What God instituted as the family structure, there's a breakdown. Also, a militant secularism embraced by media and enforced in schools, secular education approaches learning through the lens of a mythological naturalism. It is presupposed that all faith claims are merely expressions of subjective preference. That's why a pulling away from God. It's also, this one hit me for an urgency to have the mind of Christ and to be upon His business. He found that people lacked spiritual authenticity among others that proclaimed to be Christians, that there was no authenticity that they saw in the lives of other Christians. Also, there's been a cultural abandonment of moral values, and I believe we all could agree with that. The new God, tolerance be thy name. Tolerance today essentially means because my truth is, well, my truth, no one either ever questioned any behavior or belief I hold. This standard has become ingrained that it is now impossible to rationally critique any belief or behavior without a backlash or criticism. All of these findings is part of what people view God as today. But I'm telling you, the light of Christ working in and through us that'll abide in Christ and experience His touch on our lives and presence, living our lives as the mind of Christ will penetrate the darkness with light. And I pray that we do that. There's one thing that is in findings that was not there in the survey, but I think should be. And I want us to take a close look at that and penetrate our hearts today. That we, as Christians, followers of Christ, not only are authentic, but in the presence of God and filled with the Holy Spirit, we tell them about God. We that have encountered God, understanding our sin, our guilt, and our shame, those of us who have came humbly and asked for forgiveness, those of us that have had God's touch on our hearts with the truth that we desperately need to accept God's love and accepted what He gave through His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, placing our faith and trust in Him. We have experienced that life change since Jesus came into our hearts, and we are devoted followers of His plan for our life. We have experienced daily God's presence. We that have done that need to introduce people to Jesus Christ. We need to introduce them to Jesus Christ. We need to introduce them to the way, the truth, and the life. Because no one comes into the Father except through Jesus Christ. It is our task to speak truth and introduce people to Jesus. We must study the Word of God, know the Word of God, and know what He is about, and be able to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit, to go in the power, to know those things, the deep things of God, to share with other people. You see, do you know about God? Or do you know God? You see, it's about whether you are a fan of God, you know about God, you like all the things about God except for a few things, you know about God, you're a fan of God, but are you a true follower of God? Do you really follow God that you know Him personally? I want to introduce you to God and Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. I pray that it speaks into your heart today. I pray that God will do a work in your life. You see, when the lights are turned off, it's dark, and you cannot see. That's that natural man that spoke of. You don't understand. But I pray that today the Spirit of God will illuminate in your heart and life, and you'll respond to that. You see, because God can turn the lights on for you and through your life. When those lights are dim, and you have proclaimed Christ, but you've grown carnal, that you're not following God as well as you should be and knowing God, that you're just desiring more of the world instead of knowing God, and His plan and purpose, the lights are dim. Yet you can see a little bit, but you can't see clearly. But when the Holy Spirit of God enters your light and you experience the anointing of God on your life, the lights are turned on and you can see more clearly the Spirit of God and what He wants to do in your life. You can begin to see what God wants for you. You can begin to experience what God wants for you. You can share about others. To others about what God can do for them too. I pray that the Holy Spirit of God will speak into hearts today and people get saved and gets right with God. Billy Sunday said this, "The law tells me how crooked I am. The Word of God tells me how crooked I am. But the grace of God comes along and straightens me out." I pray that that takes place today. I pray you experience God's touch on your heart and He moves in your life personally to know Him. I pray that Christians that will no longer be carnal, that God will just melt your heart and you'll begin to experience a new touch of God and that you'll be wanting to go closer to Him. You know, years ago, I begin to think about this. Years ago, when seatbelts wasn't in existence or seatbelts wasn't a law, you know, you could go out on a date, and some of you may remember this, some of you may not. You could go out on a date, and you're driving, and your girlfriend or your wife would slide over right next to you beside that steering wheel. And y'all would be real close. In fact, you sometimes couldn't even tell who was driving because you were so close right there, slid up together with each other. But then, you could tell also when she was mad because she'd be over on the side next to the door away from you. Looking at it. I pray today those of you who claim to be Christians will slide over to the controls, the one who controls, the one who created you and loves you and has a plan, a purpose for you. I pray today that you will slide over next to Him and abide in Him and He abide in you. But if you're there today and you've never accepted Christ as your personal Savior, you're not even in the vehicle, you're not a part of God's family yet, I pray that today that God speaks to you and that you leave that old life and cleave to God's plan and purpose to you. So you can do that this morning. You're there and the Spirit of God speaking to you. Do you just simply voice this prayer if this is the desires of your heart? God, I know I'm a sinner. I know the wages of that sin is death. But you said the gift of your Son Jesus, so that I may ask for forgiveness of my sins. And I want to ask you to forgive me right now. I want to, Lord, believe in what you sent your Son Jesus to die on the cross, to suffer and bleed and die. For me, I believe. I do believe God, as Scripture says, He raised from the grave the third day, victorious over death, hell, and the grave. Father, I want to ask you to come in to control my life. I want to turn my life over to you, to follow you from this day forward. I surrender myself. I want to confess you as my Lord and Savior this morning. Thank you for forgiving my sins. Thank you for writing my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Thank you for being my Lord and Savior. If that's your prayer that you prayed that this morning, would you let me know so that we can begin to pray for you and just lift you up and maybe send some resources to you? If you're here this morning, you're watching, You proclaim Christ. You've confessed Him. But the world has drawn you away from God. And this morning, God's touching your heart and life. Don't be deceived by misinformation any longer. This morning, would you pray and confess, which is admitting your sins? Not generally, but specifically. And allow Him to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. And then you repent and turn to Him and Him alone. You slide over next to Him. Would you make that commitment this morning? I pray you do. This morning, with heavy hearts, may God work in your life this morning. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. Thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do. May the boldness of those that made decisions this morning confess what they have done. May they receive you and know you and know your plans and purpose for their life. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. We pray that in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Thank you for tuning in today. Wherever you are, God loves you. He has a plan and purpose for your life. Know Him. And when you know Him better, and you know Him in an intimate way, not knowing about Him, but you know Him, it'll be that you'll want to introduce others to Him. And I pray you do that. You introduce others to Him. We can pray for you about anything. You made a decision this morning. Please let us know. We love you. Thank you for being with us today. God bless.
according to His